Today's Small Business Success Podcast is brought to you by Insurion, America's choice for small business insurance. Be sure to check us out on the web at insurion.com. Hi, I'm Susan Solovic, the small business expert. And in today's Small Business Success Podcast, we're going to be talking about the home remodeling industry. If you're an HGTV junkie like I am, you're seeing a lot of home remodeling going on. Everything from shows like Love It, Enlist It to Flip or Flop. And more people are thinking, you know what? I could do that. I could start my own remodeling business. Well, I have an expert joining me today that's going to give you some cautionary notes that you should think about if you want to go into this business, because it's not as easy as getting a toolbox and a wet saw. So joining me now is Carol Keough. She's a partner with Barita and Keough Law Firm in Houston, Texas. Carol, thanks for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome, Susan. I'm glad to.
So it does, I think people who maybe are a little handy, have done some do-it-yourself projects around the house, you know, maybe they're starting to think now with the job market the way it is, hey, you know what, I could go out and start a home remodeling business. But I'm sure there are some legal issues they should be aware of before they jump in. Just give me some ideas of what they might think about.
Well, one of the first things that they probably need to think about is forming the proper legal entity for the state that they're in. And by that, I'm talking about, do they want to be a sole proprietor? Do they want to have a partnership, an LLC, a corporation, a limited partnership, a limited liability partnership? And all of that's important is because, you know, later on down the road, when you're actually doing business with customers, you want to have some protection for your personal assets. And you want to think about what kind of business entity would best protect my assets as I move down the road here. Sole proprietorships don't generally protect somebody's personal money and financials once they're in the business. So you want to look to other entities. That's a key thing that a lot of people in starting up a business, you know, they put down the road, but they really should think about doing that in the beginning.
Well, what about the fact, though, I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm going into the home remodeling business. I'm just going to be building decks, you know, in somebody's back of their house. That's not a risky business. You know, do I really need to go to that expense at the very beginning?
Well, it really is helpful to you, because once you put that business entity in place, all of the business is conducted through that entity. It makes it easier for you to, if you ever got sued, if there was ever an accident on a property you were working on, if anyone accused you of some type of tort or causing some type of accident, then, you know, it's not you they're accusing you of personally, it's your business. And your business stands between you and the person.
Yeah, I guess if somebody stepped out on that deck you were building, and even though you told them to not go out there and they tripped and fell through the deck, you know, there could be a serious injury involved there. And which brings me to my next question. What about workers' compensation? If you're just in business for yourself, is that something you need to have or be concerned about?
You don't need workers' compensation if you're the owner of the business. Some states, You have to look at the workers' compensation laws, but in Texas, we don't require workers' compensation actually of any entity. So the difference is, though, if you have workers' compensation, then that's all an employee can get. All right, so that's their sole remedy against an employer if they're injured on the job.
I see.
And that makes it helpful to you if you're going to have employees working for you. But you can choose not to in Texas, but other states, the rules are different. So depending on which state you work in, you would want to find out, is workers' compensation a requirement for our state? And does it need it? Do I need it to cover, you know, the owner? Or because in our state, you don't have to have workers' comp for the owner. It's really for the employees of the owner.
So many businesses, when they're starting up, they're worried about whether or not they're going to have enough business to keep them busy, much less some employees. So they just start using basically freelancers or independent contractors. Are there some risk involved with that? I mean, what should you do to protect yourself?
Well, independent contractors, that issue is a very hot issue with the Department of Labor right now. And many people who are starting up their business think, oh, I can just use an independent contractor, and then they will file all their own taxes, and I won't have to file their employment taxes or FICA, all of their federal taxes. So they do go with using an independent contractor, but it's very risky because there are factors that the IRS, the Department of Labor, and here in our state, the Texas Workforce Commission, those three groups look at, you know, people who have been designated by the employer as independent contractors, and they'll look to see whether or not they actually meet the factors for that, and a lot of times they don't, and you can be fined, and there can be penalties for not meeting the standard for an independent contractor.
And Carol, I was on a jury actually myself, and it was a contract case between a homeowner and a contractor. The contractor was doing some remodeling, and the problem was the two parties had come to an agreement, and they, I can't remember, redoing some things internally in the house, like a bathroom or something. And when it was completed, the homeowner said, oh no, that's not what I wanted. And the contractor said, that's exactly what you wanted. But they didn't get it in writing, and they both said, well, we had a handshake agreement. You know, does that work? I mean, what should you do?
Well, actually, you know, with our clients, you know, even our very small entrepreneur clients, we recommend to them that they put it in writing. And it's for that very reason that you're describing. When you get to the end of the day, the contract is in writing. Everyone knows what are the defined terms, because you can't enforce a contract as, you know, having the defined terms that you want for, you know, to enforce it. You can't have that unless you really have it written down. It's really, I know that in, and it's funny because Texas also, you know, we have fewer, I think, controls and laws in our state, and people can contract any way they want. You can actually contract, except for buying real estate, pretty much with an oral contract. But even though you can do it, we recommend against it to the entrepreneurial person, because otherwise at the end of the day they can't enforce terms of a contract that people disagree about. What that is that means you go in front of a court and you have one person over here saying the contract said this and the other person over here saying the contract said this.
Yes.
Yeah. That's something that either ends up in front of a jury or it ends up in front of a judge who gets to decide, what did that contract really say?
Yeah, you know, we actually, in my jury, in my case, we ended up deciding nobody gets anything. You know, we're just, so, you know, it's a he said, she said. What about in this particular industry, are there various licenses and permits that a home remodeler should think about as they're getting started up?
Depending on the state law will control the licenses that are required. And sometimes if you're operating in a city, the city has some additional license requirements. So you have to check with the state to find out if there are any specific licenses. If you recall when and this came to light particularly in Texas when we had that big hurricane came through on the south side, Hurricane Ike, and we had many people coming from outside the state come inside our state to do roofing work, and we really needed the people to come in. But if there's a requirement that they have a certain type of license in our state, they can't operate in the state without it. So you need to check with the state to see if, as a remodeler, whatever you're going to do, does your state or your city or your county, just depending on how your state is set up, require a license. Some of the states do not.
Okay.
States allow you to go from Texas over to Louisiana and from Louisiana back, but they, you know, they found out with, particularly when there was a disaster and a lot of people were coming from different states, that there was no way to guarantee that the people had any kind of training or that they actually
right.
knew how to do a roof.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you don't know what you're getting. What about, Carol, someone who's starting up, what kind of a professional do they need to go to for help? Obviously an attorney, but how do they pick the right attorney who has the experience in their industry?
Well, I think you want to find basically a business attorney that does a lot of contract work. you want to find someone that you know, knows the business formation, you know, the things that I was talking about earlier.
Right.
Knows all the business formation for your state. And then you also want to have someone that understands, you know, the employment issues if you plan on having employees or independent contractors. And you won't, so you're looking for an attorney that, you know, understands what we call here in Texas, we call it business law. Basically, it encompasses getting your business up and running, you know, having the proper setup in the state, having the proper operating agreements, and then also getting the proper, you know, licenses and things like that. So they'll be able to give you some hints on that. One of the things that we didn't talk about that is really important that a new business needs to understand is they also need to be looking at whether or not they're properly insured.
That's a great point. So what types of insurance should they be concerned about?
Well, generally, you want to have some kind of general liability insurance because you want to have when your general liability insurance will protect in case there's some type of accident involved, okay? So if there's an accident on the property, or you want to be able to protect the homeowner or whoever you're doing the business for, so you can name them on your policy.
Okay.
As additional insured. And so that way you're protecting them. Anybody who really is getting remodeling done should look to see if the remodeler or person has some type of general liability insurance that will protect them in the case of an accident, property damage. Suppose you cut a line or something.
Right.
That often happens. You want to be protected. You don't want to have to try to fork over all the money to repair the line because
right.
It's pretty expensive.
That could put you out of business before you really get started.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, you can get, you know, depending on, you know, who you should contact, one of the other people would be, you should, you know, have an insurance agent that can help you define the different types of insurance that would be helpful to you depending on what you're doing. And like we already talked about, the possibility of workers' comp.
Right.
Workers' comp really protects you as the owner of the business because, you know, otherwise they can sue you just for general negligence and you don't
right.
get to defend yourself in the same way that if you have workers' comp, then your employer gets to go to your insurance company and ask them to pay for their lost wages, their injury, whatever it is. And then you think not, but people fall off roofs and
oh, it happens. It happens, right. And that's why we have insurance. That's why we take those precautions of setting up those legal entities. So, Carol, thank you very much for your great advice. I appreciate it. And thanks to all of you for listening. I hope that if you're considering the home remodeling business that you will heed these words carefully. And once again, I'm Susan Solovic, the Small Business Expert. I hope you'll join us next time.